Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Minnesota. Let's talk about it.
Minnesota this weekend. I have made a big stink on the air on Parkinson Spiegel and on this podcast that I'm done going. I'm not going anymore. I'm not going to give them my money.
See you Saturday.
I'm here to tell
the
you that the lie detector the lie detector determined that was a lie, and
yeah. We all know
I'll
that.
tomorrow, and I'll be out there on Sunday to watch Dylan Cease and Lucas Giolito. And I'm not going to predict a sweep like I usually do because that just hasn't worked. So I will predict 2 out of 3 and a series win. And
what
this
are the
is
two?
The
what are the two? What are the two?
Tonight and tomorrow.
Sonny Gray. Being Sonny Gray. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a toasty 80-degree night on the south side. The ball is going to be flying. And I think we get another one from Gavin Sheets. I think we get a third straight day home run from AJ Pollock. And I think we get a home run from Yasmani Grandal, who should likely be DHing tonight. He caught 2 days in a row.
Which would make sense because then DH tonight, catch Saturday, and then Sunday probably get back into that DH roles because of
His first game back, he caught, and then the next game yesterday was a day game, and he caught 2 days in a row. So I highly doubt he goes night game, day game, Saturday into Sunday. So DH tonight, catch tomorrow, and or catch today. DH tomorrow, catch Sunday. I'm not sure. Whatever. You're going to get a homer from Yasmani Grandal tonight.
I like that. I'm going to say 2 out of 3 also, but I'm going to go Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
I know we were just talking a bunch of shit about Lucas Giolito, but I don't know. Going up against Dylan Bundy, I think we can go ahead and pull that off, score some runs against him. I'm going to say I do like this predicting home runs thing because that's fun. I'm going to say
– I'm going to put props on FanDuel today.
Well,
I'm going to bet for you on FanDuel.
I'm literally looking up some batter props right now. AJ Pollock to hit a home run +500 today.
Well, that's low. That's not good.
Because he just hit a couple.
I know.
I'm doing it. Jose Abreu home run tonight. He knows Sonny Gray needs to put it on the board. Yes, and +500. I'll put $25 on that one.
Okay,
but today. So I think he goes yard, and I think this weekend Elvis Andrews is going to go yard too. Those are my two picks to click.
That was a fucking bomb he hit the other night.
Dude, he can put the bat on the ball.
Five rows up.
Oh, my gosh.
Field.
He's a stud, man. I really like watching him play. I love professional baseball players, right? Like, you know how to play the game well. You know exactly what to do. You know your approach is right. You know your defense. Your glove is awesome. Like, that's the kind of guys that I like to see. So, it's going to be interesting. I just hope, Carlos Correa stays lukewarm and doesn't kill us. I'm worried about the long ball. That's what I'm really worried about this weekend. And I hope that it favors the White Sox instead of the Minnesota Twins. But I got us losing today. Another heartbreaker. Maybe 3-1 or 3-2 kind of a thing. But then Saturday, Sunday, we just blow it wide open, take their hearts, and then, continue that hot streak that the White Sox are on.
Okay. I am going to put $25 on Josh Harrison to hit a home run tonight.
Stop it. Don't do that. That's plus 900.
I've got it at plus 850 on FanDuel.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wait, no, I'm not going to do it yet because he might not be in the lineup. They might throw Romy out there tonight.
If he doesn't play, you get your money back, so you're good.
But my worry is, what if he pinch runs in the eighth or the ninth or something like that? You know? I'm going to wait for the lineup. I'll be a responsible gambler and wait for the lineup.
No, that's not fun.
All right, so we both have 2 out of 3, and you still have the White Sox just winning the AL Central, correct?
Every day of the week.
Okay, as do I. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Southsiders Podcast. We'll talk to you Sunday evening.
Monday morning.
Monday morning.
I think what we're realizing is that the 10 a.m. Monday, 10 a.m. Friday is probably the better way to go.
Okay, so we'll talk to you Monday morning after a hopeful 2 out of 3 series against the Minnesota Twins. For Gabe Ramirez at Chicago_Gabe on all socials and myself, Shane Reardon, thank you very much for listening. If you're out at the ballpark on Saturday or Sunday, I'm a fucking hypocrite. Come say hello. I will be there.
No, you're a real fan. You're a real fan, my friend.
I'm a hypocrite, but I'm a real fan. I got no spine. Talk to you later.